Alo.
This is Daniel.
Yes, who is he?
Hi, this is Travis reaching out from Local Splash. This is about the Facebook page for Allure Services. Right.
Yes.
Are you able to do that? Are you able to do that now?
I need some. I need. Para lo del. Hold on. Para lo del Facebook ads y eso. Que pues yo no sé. Y, excuse me, I need someone to speak Spanish.
Right, but we do not have someone right now. I may have to have him call you tomorrow, but right now I sent you a text message with a link. Were you able to work on that link? It's just like very easy. Three clicks, you can already give us access. With just three clicks.
But this the account of Facebook is not there in my phone. The account of Facebook is in my wife's phone.
Got it. Should I send it to your wife's email? How do you want me to send the link?
Guardo tu email. Okay. Habla tu con él. Mañana al ratito lo podría mover.
Hello.
Yep, hello.
Hi. It's just that account. Okay, how are you? That account is linked to my Facebook, but I don't want it linked to my Facebook. So I want to just go ahead and put it on my Facebook account. Let me see how my phone says. That's about it. Because when I go to my account, I just have two accounts, and I could switch to his. The business account.
Right. So do you want us to create a new page instead, so that you won't have to add him or forward the page to his account, something? We can create a new page for you so that we can optimize and for optimum results on Facebook.
Okay.
You want us to create a new page instead?
Oh, yeah, that would be fine. I could grab otra página nueva. But, yeah, that's fine. So
and
what do I do? This one that I have?
No, you can keep that one. So for us to, once we create a new page for you, we're going to add you as an administrator to it. So you can, you can also have access to that new page, which will be fully optimized, with your updated information. So they want me to add you or Daniel to the
Daniel,
account?
Daniel, add him. Add right. Daniel to
him. So we're going to need his
profile
URL.
There's one person that only can access and have administration to it, right?
All right. Only one person. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so for that, we're just going to need your profile URL. Your Daniel's Facebook profile account link. I'm gonna walk you through real quick how to get that one.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Okay. I'm in his account.
All right, and then you see there what's on your mind on top. Do you see what's on your mind?
On my what?
Do you see what's on your mind on top?
Uh-huh.
There's a profile picture right before that. His profile picture. Kindly tap on the picture.
Uh-huh.
And then, on the next page, it will ask you, or you should see, add this story, edit profile, and a button with three dots. Kindly go to three dots.
You mean if I hit the little picture and what's
right,
your,
hit,
and your...
hit that picture first, right before what's on your mind. Click on that picture just once.
Well, there's only one picture right next to what's on your mind, with his profile picture.
So that's it. Click on the profile picture right before. Just click on the picture, and then you will be directed to his profile page. What we're doing right now is you would like to go to the profile page. Just click on the picture, just once.
I agree, but he won't let me because I'm doing it on the phone.
What's that again?
Hold on 1 second. How did it come out to come? Let me see what I want to just say. Okay. Of course. Okay, so I click what's on the mind, and here comes the...
Alright, you don't need to hit what's on your mind, you just need to click on the picture right before that, the tiny little picture, the profile picture. Just tap on it once.
Okay, so it opens up the page again. Like,
which page?
Edit profile.
That's it.
Yeah.
Add the story, okay. Edit profile, and the button with 3 dots. Click on the button with 3 dots.
Mm-hmm.
And then scroll all the way down. Look for link or copy link.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to get that? To copy the link?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to send you a text message right now. Give me 1 second. I'm going to send it over to 504-0486.
Mm-hmm.
And then respond to that text message with a link. All right. Let me know if you'll receive the message. Just say local splash.
Yeah. I got it. All right.
Just respond to it with the link.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. All right, I got the link already. Thank you. Let me just check. All right, got it. So I'll be adding this link to the Facebook page we're going to create for the business. All right, so once it's done, you should get notified that the page has already been created. All right?
Okay.
And appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
What happens after that? I mean, you created the page, and then how do we do the advertisement?
You can run ads on your own if you want. And then once you create a post, there's an option to boost every post, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right there on the post itself, you would see a buttons available at the bottom to boost it up.
Okay. And you guys put stuff in it, or how is it?
We're going to put photos, we're going to put all the information, we're going to optimize it according to what you have provided us, all the details.
Okay, gotcha.
It's going to be fully optimized. All right, so that's it for now. For other updates, we're going to reach out again. If you have any concerns, just let us know. And by the way, you also have access to your Google page.
Do we have access to the Google page?
Right.
Yeah, he has access to that one.
We sent you an email on how to add us onto it. Were you able to go through that?
No, actually, I just got back from in town, so he's been dealing with it. I'll ask him.
Right.
Sure.
I'll
he said he already done it. He said he already done it. And he sent you a picture with the... he sent you like a screenshot of what he did, that it was pending.
Oh, that's not it. I saw the screenshot, and that's not the right number you have to add onto it. Can we quickly go over that again? It's just a very quick process as well.
Uh-huh. Sure. So what do I need to do?
Just open business.google.com/locations.
Okay, you need to go to
Amor. Can I quitar el teléfono y no sabe? Okay, so we're in the auto detail and pressure cleaning part. Where do you want to go, or
which part again?
What did you say to go to?
business.google.com/locations.
dot Google dot com slash locations.
Locations.
Okay.
And then, do you see your page in the middle, Allura Services?
Mm-mm. Let me see one second. No. business.google.com. It took me to /view/2 location, but I think
can you put in locations, or can you just type in business.google.com without slash locations?
Okay, so I put that. It just says Google Workplace List Management Services.
You don't see Alura services in the middle. You should be able to see Alura services if you're on the right email. Can you try to check your email in the upper right corner? You see there your email, your email picture. Click on the picture in the upper right.
Mm-hmm.
See if that's the right email listed or linked to your Google page.
It is.
It is. So you don't see the page in the middle. You should be. You should be able to see the picture or your profile page on Google. Is it empty?
No, it just took me exactly where I told you. It took me to... Let me do it again. Google?
Business.google.com.
Okay, so yeah, it says your business on Google.
Sorry, do you see Alura? All right, yeah. You see Alura services now?
Yeah, is this the one that goes right?
Yes.
Uh huh.
All right, and hold on. You see there in the middle, or once you see your page, you should be able to see like three dots, three lines, right next to profile strength. Three dots.
Yeah, the business profile settings, notifications, add and
right. Got it. Just go to business profile settings.
Okay.
And go to people and access.
Okay.
Click add.
Okay.
And type these numbers in. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
552.
Mm-hmm.
554.
Okay.
6200 without spaces.
Is that it?
All right, and you should see local splash listings. That should come up. Do you see that?
It says, I'm going to read you the number again. 552-554-6200.
All right.
And it says, access, and I can put...
There should be a drop down that would appear. You would say local splash listings.
No, when it comes to add a person, it just, I can add, but there's one pending, which I think is yours, manager, but when I have add, it says email address.
Yeah, right. Just type in the number of the email address section.
Uh-huh.
Can you erase everything? Can you make sure to delete the email address section with no spaces. Make sure that it's all deleted. And then type the number again.
552.
Uh-huh. 554. 6200.
Local slash listing. I hit that?
That's it. Right. Click on it.
Okay.
And then leave it as a manager and then invite.
Already invited. And there is one that's pending.
Let me see. Hold on. Can you please delete the other one because I'm not seeing it here in our end.
Okay, I'll cancel that invitation and I'll do it Alura again.
Sure. And what's the name again? Alura Services, right?
Uh-huh.
I wonder why it's not
552-554-200?
6200.
Okay. 6200.
Oh, I think I figured out what's the issue here. Can you resend that invitation? Do you see local splash again?
Uh-huh, and I resend it.
Yep, just click that one. And it appears to be as auto-detailing and pressure cleaning. All right, so yeah, thank you for this. I'm going to have the team accept and optimize your Google page so that we could also gain customers and gain more, like attract more people through your Google business profile, right?
Thank you. Okay.
That's pretty much
that
it.
Works.
Yep.
That's
appreciate
it.
Your time. Yep.
Thank
Thanks
you.
So much. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot.